We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. The White Sox, finally. You got to be kidding me. It happened. Finally. For the first time since early July. Southsiders win at the Ashtray in Oakland 5-1 on Tuesday night. Andrew Benintendi with a two-run shot as the skid ends in Northern Cali. Jonathan Cannon gave up one run over six innings. Grifol, the manager, said, "It was just really good to get this behind us. I thought we played a clean game today." Anytime you win, it's great. Anytime you win when you lose 21 in a row, it's even better. "I'm proud of these guys," Grifol said. So you go back to Monday when Chicago matched the longest losing streak. So I don't know if you noticed it, but like when they won, it was like they didn't care. Like the players came out and they were just kind of ho-hum. Like, you got to be kidding me. You lose 21 straight games and you finally win and you don't get excited at all. I mean, it just goes to show you how terrible they are. So Jonathan Cannon said, "Just wasn't working out for us. Proud we could put it together tonight. It was a team effort all around." So it was Benintendi's second two-run homer in 3 days. He hit it off Stripling down the right field line into the stands in the fourth inning. He also doubled and scored a run in the ninth. So Zach Geloff had hit a home run to cut the lead in half. It was his 14th, but the White Sox scored twice in the sixth to get a comfortable cushion. Cannon hadn't won on the road in 6 starts. Grifol said he thought Cannon had the it factor and that he had a will to succeed and it wasn't going to happen on his watch. So Dominic Leone and Chad Kuhl also pitched. They got all 6 of the guys they faced. And then John Brebbia pitched a 1-2-3 ninth, and that was the end of it. The skid was over. Stripling got lit up. He gave up 4 runs and 5 hits in 5 1/3. The fans, they were playing music, like making fun of the Sox, but there was like nobody at the game, like 5,000 people, and they were mocking the White Sox. But then the White Sox won the game, son. Their last win was on July 10th. In the first of 2 against the Twins, a double dip, and they moved to 28-88. They had been held to 1 run or no runs 32 times this season. That is crazy. Mark Kotze, the A's manager, said he thought that they didn't generate any offense for that club over there, meaning the White Sox. "I'm sure they're excited about ending their losing streak and getting a win." Well, you got that right, Mark. By the way, Oakland's closer, Mason Miller, who a lot of people thought was going to move at the deadline, but it broke his finger. Remember, he broke it and it on his left hand and had been out since July 23rd. So he's finally back. Obviously, these two play again today. Same spot out in Oakland. Anyway, I got to talk about the Padres because they're just absolutely killing it right now. They were in Pittsburgh last night, and Donovan Solano had the big game for the Friars. 4 hits and 4 RBIs. San Diego had 6 pitchers work it. and they shut out the Pirates 6-0. This game was delayed like 3 hours with rainstorms in Pittsburgh. Solano had 4 singles. A pair of those drove in 2. So it's his first 4-hit game since 23. Manager Mike Schultz said, "We love him against everybody, but definitely lefties. He had a big night and helped us win the game. 4 knocks and a lot of RBIs, 4 of them. So he's clearly earning his keep." Listen to how they did it, the Padres, the pitchers they used. Morejon struck out 2 in 1 inning of relief. He replaced Hoeing, who I guess he had gotten a first out in the 5th. Hoeing gave up 1 hit and 1 walk with 3 strikeouts in 3 2/3 of an inning. Tanner Scott came in for Jason Adam, who allowed 2 hits and a walk in 1 inning. And then with 2 outs in the 7th, struck out Jared Triolo to end a bases-loaded threat. Scott allowed 1 hit in 1 1/3 before Estrada struck out the side in the 9th. That's how they did it. Dylan Cease was supposed to be the man of the night for San Diego. He gave up a 2-out double to Rowdy Tellez in his only inning before the rain started. Cease said it was pretty frustrating for sure. I wanted a pitch. If I had known it was going to be a 2+ hour delay, I probably would have not even tried to re-get myself warm and all of that. It seems like we shouldn't have even really started the game if we knew something like that was coming, but that's all above my pay grade. The Padres are just pairing it up. They've won 12 of 14 games, and they're in the first NL wildcard spot now. They've taken over a half game ahead of the Snakes, the Arizona Diamondbacks, if you can believe it. Here they come again. Meanwhile, the Bucks have lost 4 of 5, and they've fallen back to 500. They're 56 apiece. Jackson Merrill had the big hit, a double off of Tellez's glove at first. It started a 4-run 5th inning for San Diego. Tyler Wade ripped one to center, and Bay dropped it off his glove for another run. So the Pirates reliever Woodford was replaced by Kyle Nicholas, and Solano then ripped the game open, followed by a Bogarts RBI single to right, and that was all she wrote, except for Solano having another 2-run single in the 9th. I mean, they literally had flooding on the warning track, and it pushed the game back like 1 hour and 26 minutes. This was like the longest delay from hell. Shelton said, the Bucks manager, "That was a strange one. I thought they did a good job because when we first went out there, we set 8:15, and then we tried to get the water off the field, and there was so much water. We had to get to where the field was playable." My God, what a mess. It was funny, after they had all the problems with the water out in the outfield and the warning track, the first guy up after the rain delay belts the ball, of course, to the warning track, which is where all the danger was to begin with. Either way, San Diego just keeps winning, and I mean just every night raking up W's. Pirates are sliding. San Diego's going way. They look like a playoff team, and they're going to be dangerous with that bullpen of theirs. They shorted up at the deadline. The Friars mean business. It's pretty obvious. Beating them is a problem, and they beat up on the Dodgers recently, so they're not afraid of them either. It's a little baseball taste for you today.